You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we always like to hear stories of sight loss and hear your experiences over the past few years. Now, joining me now to tell us all about his experience with sight loss is Karun Majeed from Greater Manchester. Now, he was registered sight impaired in 2021 and is currently volunteering for RNIB. Thank you very much for joining us, Karun.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, you were registered sight impaired only last year. So, how have you found the last year's been for you?
It's been tough because it's gradually declining, but I can feel it's hard for me to accept that my eyes are going bad and that I'm having to use supports to get around and stuff. It's just difficult for me at the moment.
When it is difficult, do you have something to turn to, like a support network? How important have your friends and family been over the last year?
Because I got it done during all the whole pandemic, so it's been tough trying to find any support. It's been tough on my family as well because it's been part of my life, all my life, the bad eyesight, but since it's been declining over the past few years, it gets hard for my parents especially.
So, like you say, it was during the middle of the pandemic 2021 when you were registered sight impaired. What was that like at that time, being isolated and not being able to maybe access as much support as you might have been able to if it was a different time?
It was tough. I think it was just me still trying to get past it not being able to do the things I wanted to do. What the things I used to be able to do, I can't really do anymore. It's just that hurdle that was tough. And the support, I did have the support, was there. I had the local council was helping me. It wasn't too bad, the support, to be honest with you.
And how are you feeling about it all now, sort of a year down the line? Have you managed to face those hurdles, like you've said, sort of head on? Are you still, whereabouts are you now with your journey?
I'm still trying to get past it, to be honest with you. It's mostly because of the stuff that I was able to do before. I know it's hard for me to do now because it's not readily available for people who suffer from sight loss around my area.
Have you found that speaking to other people who also have sight loss has been helpful? Have you managed to do that, to connect with other people?
Yeah, I'm in another RNIB group called SAVI, South Asian for Visually Impaired. It's pretty nice talking to them because they understand what you're going through.
And I suppose there's people from all different ages at different stages in their sight loss journey as well. So you can speak to people who've been through what you're going through or similar situations. Have you found that they've had some good advice for you?
Yeah, they've been very helpful, and it is nice to talk to people who have suffered through it and they understand what you're going through. That's been the best part of it all is being able to talk to someone who's actually going through it.
And being able to connect with people from a similar background to yourself as well.
Yeah, that's important because it is. I don't know if you're aware, but there is a stigma around like the minority groups around the country.
So you've been volunteering at RNIB recently. What made you want to do that, and what do you think you've gained from it so far?
At first, I was very hesitant to do it, but I think the Nicola speaking to her made me want to do it because she makes you feel good about yourself. So I just wanted to. That's why I did it. And if I can help someone else, that's important for me as well.
So what kind of stuff have you been doing with RNIB?
At the moment, it's just been the different groups that they have, just been involved in them, talking to different people about their experiences.
Is that helping to build your confidence back up then?
In a way, yeah. Just me trying to get used to it all, that's it.
So when you feel like you're having a down day, because we all have down days, right, where we're not feeling great, what pulls your mood up when you're in a low place? Is it music? Is it friends, family? What sort of gets you through the really tough days?
Just music. If I have my headphones with me, very rarely you'll catch me without headphones on. I'm playing music.
What kind of music do you like?
I'm rock and roll.
Absolutely. Man after my own heart.
Yeah, I started teaching myself guitar as well. So
how are you finding that?
I'm nailing it now. I'm crushing it.
You'll be the next superstar, Karun.
The Stevie Wonder of guitar.
Do you have any advice for somebody who's listening, who's maybe just starting out on their sight loss journey or is struggling at the minute? Do you have any advice for somebody who's at that stage in their journey and just needs a little bit of advice for where to go to, how to start off, you know, building that confidence back up, get involved in different communities, like you say, different groups? What advice would you have for them?
For young people like myself, I'd say just get the help while you can. Get the help earlier, because I waited 22 years for it, so just get the help while you can.
Take that first step.
Take it, because you won't. It's hard, but it's better to get it out of the way. I mean, you might still struggle trying to get through the hurdles, but once you're in there with the support, it is easier.
And it's there for you then, isn't it? And the groups as well, being able to connect with other blind and partially sighted people, I suppose.
Yeah. With me, it's mostly for like young for younger people. It's harder.
How have you found it as a young person then? Because there are sometimes misconceptions that it's only older people that are affected by sight loss. So are there any stereotypes that you've faced over the last year as a young person?
Yeah, I've had the few. It's the mostly a community thing where they say, "Oh, you're too young to lose your eyesight," and then you look at them and think, "What's the matter with you? I was born this way. I can't really help if my eyes are bad."
And that's something hopefully that, you know, with more education and more awareness will hopefully change in the future.
I hope so. Because for me personally, I think culture is a very big problem with the stigma.
What sort of other stigmas have you faced then over the past year or so?
I think the really hardest thing for me was using it. I stopped using it because I just couldn't hack it anymore. It was a cane. I'm not completely blind. I'm partially sighted, but I was using the cane for a bit, but I just couldn't do it because of the stuff that people were saying. So I didn't want to use it anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's really awful. I mean, what do you think is the best way forward then to sort of break that stigma and to stop the cultural barriers that are in the way for blind and partially sighted people?
I think it's people themselves that it's just ignorance. They know that it's a thing. It's just being ignorant towards it.
Well, listen, thank you very much for sharing your experiences today. And some great advice as well in there about that first step can be really tricky, but it's worth it.
Yeah, just take the first step.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Karim.
Thank you.
If you are feeling inspired by Karim and you want to take the first steps to finding support or help, or if you just need a little bit of advice, then you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.